are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
After a historic season, the spring football tour continues in Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Tuesday, April 6th, and the next up on the spring football tour here on the Locked On Big Ten show is those Indiana Hoosiers. Tom Allen, LEO, everything that went so well in 2020, hoping to replicate that in the 2021 college football season. And joining us as the only man fitted to do this job on the spring football tour, our Indiana everything expert, but now back to his original calling card, our IU football expert. It is Jack Grossman joining the podcast once again. He is the host of the Crimson Coverage podcast for ESPN Louisville, covering all things about IU. And Jack, it is a pleasure to have you back on the podcast to talk a little spring football. There's been a lot of moves around Indiana in terms of the basketball coaching staff, but still, to talk a little IU football is a fun time. Glad to have you back.
Wait, you mean I'm not doing 20 minutes on Mike Woodson? Well, all right, see ya. that's been the news that's obviously overshadowed everything the football program's done. But, you know, in Bloomington, people are kind of used to that. They've just kind of been going along their business and preparing for hopefully a really good year. But obviously, really big week on the basketball side as well. As we get ready for going into the summer, what is probably going to be the most hyped Indiana football season ever.
Right. Right now in the spring, when you hire a new basketball coach in Mike Woodson as he returns to his alma mater and he is assembling his staff. In fact, Jack and I got some breaking news on Monday afternoon right before we recorded that Dane Fife, the Indiana great, leaving Michigan State, returning to Indiana as an assistant coach. Yes, that is going to dominate the airwaves around Bloomington, Indiana, and all the talk about this IU basketball program. We know that. But Jack, I ask you first, before we dive into spring football, is Indiana a basketball or a football school?
Currently a football school. I mean, it's still obviously a serious talk of basketball school. That's what drives the bus. That's what drives the conversation, this week being a perfect example of it. But really, I mean, in terms of just production on the field or on the court the past few years, it's absolutely been a football school. I mean, IU's had their two best seasons in over a quarter century, and IU basketball has completed a five-year stretch of not being above 500 in the Big Ten. The last time that happened was the 1910s. To over 100 years since that's happened. So you historic stretch for the football program, historic lows for the basketball program. I'll tell you what, just, you know, from my experience on campus, I haven't been out that long. It's almost been a year since I graduated. I know me and my friends, we talk a lot more about IU football than we do IU basketball. And I know people that are younger than me who are on campus right now, the vibe on campus is the student population is more interested in the football program than the basketball program. And that's something that you never would have thought anyone would ever say about IU athletics or IU basketball, especially with how bad IU football traditionally has been. And all that credit is because of, yes, the basketball program sucking has been a huge part of it also, but what Tom Allen has been able to do in building the Indiana program and actually creating enthusiasm and excitement with the IU football program.
Jack, your graduating class at Indiana never saw an appearance in the NCAA tournament for the men's basketball program. The graduating class after you that will wrap up and throw the caps and gowns in the air this year never saw an Indiana basketball team in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, but you and the graduating class have seen two straight bowl appearances out of those Indiana Hoosiers. We don't need to focus on the result against Ole Miss in this last year's bowl for Indiana. We can focus on the future for 2021. So as we dive into spring practice and spring workouts in Bloomington, the first question I have to ask is, because we are the founding members of the Michael Penix Jr. for Heisman Fan Club, he obviously suffered an ACL injury in the 2020 college football season against Maryland. He wasn't going to get a lot of action this spring, but what is the latest update on his health as he hopes to return for the 2021 Big Ten football season?
The last that we've heard from him, Tom Allen spoke about it at the beginning of spring practice, then mentioned it again a few weeks later. Michael Penix spoke early on in spring practices also. And for everything we've heard, he's ahead of schedule, and he's going to be ready to go for the Iowa game in September. Yes. on Labor Day weekend. And yes, that is extremely exciting because we saw the difference between the IU offense with Michael Penix and without Michael Penix in the latter half of the regular season. Jack tells us, like, a stopgap guy, he can keep you in games, but he's not going to win many games for you. For Indiana to be as successful as people want them and actually expect them to be, you need Mike Penix to be healthy on a consistent basis. So to hear that news coming out of Bloomington earlier in the spring is very optimistic and very good that he should hopefully be ready to play by September. Obviously, he hasn't done anything in spring practice. He hasn't, other than, you know, rehabbing and working out, he hasn't been throwing to receivers. He hasn't really been participating. So it's going to be that game again for the third straight year of Penix coming off that offseason is how does he knock off that rust in that opening game? And you don't really get too much time to really try to waltz in and get your feet wet going up against Iowa over in Kinnick.
The season opener between Indiana and Iowa, the game we should have had in the Big Ten Champions Week cross-division rivalry matchups, the 2-versus-2, we get it in the season opener in the 2021 college football season. Our guy, Michael Penix Jr., was on track for a Heisman-like type of season, throwing for over 1,600 yards and 14 touchdowns in 6 games. So we hope to see him healthy and in command under center for that Indiana offense this upcoming football season.
I already got the bet place, by the way, for it in next fall.
What odds did you get? What odds did you get?
I'll pull it up real quick. It was pretty good odds, if I remember correctly, as I get my app to load and load very slowly.
I think if I remember from our friends at betonline.ag, I think they had it opened up at 1,200 to 1.
That sounds very familiar. Yeah, I got it at $4. Yeah, I got it $4 to win $406.
$4 to win
$406. So I got it at plus 10,000.
Plus 10,000. Okay, we like that. That's good odds right there. We'll take that each and every time, and we will start to generate the positive momentum for it as we get closer to the 2021 college football season. So Michael Penix Jr. back, hopefully healthy, under center by the time we get to that season opener against Iowa. A big change on the defensive side of the ball for IU as well. Kane Womack, the former defensive coordinator, now the head coach at South Alabama. So Charlton Warren, the new defensive coordinator for the Indiana Hoosiers. Do you think he can continue to have success for that Indiana defense that took a huge step last year in 2020?
I think he can. I'm very intrigued by it. Obviously, you're not going to see too much of a scheme change from – really, no scheme change at all from the 4-2-5. That's what Tom Allen runs. That's what he's going to continue to run. That's what Charlton Warren will run. Well, I'm interested to see if he can do at as high of a level as Kane Womack did, because Indiana brings back a vast majority of the personnel that they were so successful with last season, is if he can be as good at play calling and disguising – what IU is going to do on the defensive end. Obviously, the players go into a lot of that also, but what made IU so good, what hurt them in the bowl game actually, because Ole Miss was playing so fast they couldn't really do that as much, but what made them so successful was that they were going to blitz a lot, but you never knew how many guys they were going to send or where they're going to come from, because they were really good at disguising both on the line with the linebackers and on the back end with the defensive backs as well, who was going to be doing what. And they were really great at causing confusion, causing chaos, and that being a main way of that they're able to force turnovers, because they're the most talented team, especially on the defensive line. They do have talented guys there, though they will be replacing Jerome Johnson, who was their best lineman. To where they have to win, they have to out-scheme people to go along with the really good players that they have also. Not saying there's no talent, there's obviously a lot of talent, especially with, you know, Micah McFadden, Tywan Mullen was an All-American, but you have to figure out ways to out-scheme people also to let that talent take advantage of being in open spots. And that'll be Charlton Warren's great challenge, is can he do that as well as Kane Womack did?
So on this spring football tour on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, the virtual bus is rolling around all 14 programs located within the Big Ten Conference. Before we hit the road, I loaded up at rockauto.com and I trusted the convenient self-service. I got some new mortar oil. I got some new brake parts. I put them all into the virtual bus and we are tuning. We are humming at an absolutely perfect rate right now on this spring football tour. And that's a big thanks to the folks at rockauto.com. It's a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver or your virtual bus to take you on a spring football tour, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The best part about getting all the parts I needed for the virtual bus to go on this spring football tour was I sat on my couch, I went to rockauto.com, I clicked the parts I needed for the best prices, and it got sent right to me. So we put it in the virtual bus, and now we are humming along all 14 Big Ten football programs. Like I mentioned, best of all at rockauto.com. The prices are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? I did not have to do that for my virtual bus. You will not have to do that either at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you're there, write locked on. That's LOCKED space O-N. LOCKED space O-N. In their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. I've been singing the jingle to myself all along on the road. When I'm just there by myself driving my virtual bus, I sing the jingle. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. The spring football tour rolls on. Our focus today, the Indiana Hoosiers. But if you want news outside of the Big Ten Conference, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with a Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We touch on other things with Indiana football with Jack, like the defense, the best returning group, all that good stuff coming up here on our second stop on our spring football tour here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Indiana, the fourth most takeaways per game last year in 2020. Of course, that's a little bit manipulated because you had some Pac-12 teams that played less games. So Indiana were some ball hawks last year in that defensive secondary and returning a lot of that production. So I asked Jack, as it leads in well to my next question, what position group overall for Indiana in 2021 do you think returns the most level of production?
Probably you can pick almost anything on the defense other than D-line because Jerome Johnson's not back, but pretty much everyone else on that line's back. I mean, you bring back Marcelino Ball, who was hurt all last year, who was arguably, other than Tywan Mullen, Indiana's best defensive player. He plays that Husky position, which is the fifth defensive back position in the 4-2-5 scheme, and that's such a critical position in Tom Allen's defense to get him back for a six-year. He was a freshman when I was a freshman. He's still there. So he's kind of the Perry Ellis of Indiana football. But that'll be really good. So the defensive backs, there's a lot of strengths, and the receivers as well. Bring back Ty Freifogel, the Big Ten Receiver of the Year. Obviously a huge deal. Bring in DJ Matthews, a transfer from Florida State, who's a former four-star recruit, will help fill that void of Watt Fillier leaving for the NFL draft. But you still have Miles Marshall as well. You have Peyton Hendershot back at tight end. You have a bunch of young guys as well that are hoping to take big leaps from freshman to sophomore year, to where I'd probably go for receiver as probably the deepest position group that they have on the roster and probably the overall most talented as well. You know, there's a lot to choose from.
To get Ty Freifogel back, the Big Ten Receiver of the Year in 2020, was absolutely monumental, and that should help Michael Penix Jr. when he is healthy to get back on the field. So, Jack, this is actually the final week for Indiana Hoosiers spring football. It was going to be capped off by the spring game, but Tom Allen announcing earlier in the spring they're not going to have the traditional spring game. They're just going to do their 15th and final spring practice as more of a team workout that you would normally see throughout most of spring ball. How do you feel about that decision by the head Hoosier to not have the prototypical spring game?
Well, disappointing, because it would have been nice to see an actual spring game, whether people would be allowed to go in person, which I don't think IU's still allowing fans to go to games, which is probably the reason why they decided to cancel. It's like, well, there's no one that can go here anyways. Why are we going to do this? But it still would have been nice to see, you know, BTN usually comes in and films them. You can see him on replays. It would have been nice, but I mean, you can't really tell too much from spring games anyways. It doesn't bother me too much if you can't go in person and you know, enjoy being there in person, then I see why Tom Allen would make that decision to not go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Also, if you can't have that many fans in the stands, it's more of a celebration of the spring coming to a close than it is okay, we need to learn a lot from this scrimmage. And with Michael Penix Jr. not healthy at the moment, Jack Tuttle, the only scholarship quarterback on the roster right now for Indiana.
There's Dexter Williams also towards ACL, who is Tuttle's backup. So I guess if you do a spring game, you're going to have the quarterback play for both sides of the ball anyways, which doesn't really make sense. Tuttle's going to have a tired arm, man, at the end of this spring. He is at risk of sounding terrible here. He's throwing a lot of balls this spring to a lot of different receivers. He is getting his workout in for sure, because there's not really anyone else on the roster to do any of that with Penix or Dexter.
Jack, it's like when you're playing a pickup game with your friends and you have the one all-time quarterback because you have the odd number of players. It's like you got seven people out there on the field and you need the one all-time quarterback. That's what Jack Tuttle might have been for the spring game. So I guess it makes sense that Tom Allen just focusing that more on a traditional spring practice as opposed to the spring game. And we will see them on the field hopefully very, very soon. So, Jack, I think the million-dollar question with Indiana football is this. Can they sustain success another year and continue to improve on the past track record Tom Allen and company have laid out the past two seasons?
Can Michael Bennett stay healthy? That is the rebuttal. Because if he can, absolutely. Do you want to be a really tough schedule? Obviously, we mentioned the Iowa opener. They have a home and home with Cincinnati starting in Bloomington, which I believe that game's week three in September, which that's going to be probably as hyped up of a non-conference matchup I could ever remember IU football having. So that could be a really, really fun one there. And obviously you have the Big Ten East of Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, all those teams. And how many of those games can you win? You go to Ann Arbor and you go to Happy Valley. Can you find a way to win one of those games? Did you find a way to somehow upset Ohio State and Bloomington? I don't know. But if Indiana could go 8-4, 9-3, 10-2. I think people would be really, really happy. And honestly, when you mentioned it at the start with the bowl games and chugging those bowl games, I think a lot of Indiana fans would rather go 6-6, 7-5 and win a bowl game than they would 10-2 and lose the Rose Bowl, which is a very weird take to have.
What, but, Jack?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if it's the Rose Bowl is different. But
I just want to make sure you got that laid out. Like another Outback Bowl, I understand, but the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, no. The Rose Bowl people would go absolute berserk over, as they should. But Indiana hasn't won a bowl game since 1991, and that's something other than beating Ohio State, which is something as good as Indiana's been and as close as they were last year. You feel like you still need something major to beat Ohio State. I think most Indiana fans are realistic enough to understand that.
Now that the NCAA tournament has come to a close, now that we are still waiting a couple months out for the 2021 college football season, betting on college sports right now is a little bleak. There's not a whole lot out there, but BetOnline has you covered for everything you might need in the professional ranks. The NBA, the NHL are in full swing. MLB is up and running now with the opening weekend now in the books, and we're getting this 162-game slate. BetOnline has you covered for everything that you can need, whatever wager you want to place, with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. You know, one thing that is coming up that does pertain to collegiate athletics is the 2021 NFL draft. And some of the guys that will be going in the first round, hailing from the Big Ten Conference, you can bet on where they might be selected. BetOnline will have those NFL draft wagers out there for you pretty soon. The odds and everything updated in real time. It is great, great stuff at betonline.ag. So again, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. The spring football tour focuses on the future and the present for these 14 Big Ten football programs, but some guys that played for these 14 Big Ten schools last year will soon hear their name called in the NFL draft. And the NFL draft is just weeks away now. It's time to start following our Locked On NFL Draft Duo. The Draft Dudes podcast watches every prospect so that you don't have to. And the Locked On NFL Draft podcast is your daily draft news and mock draft podcast. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You know that we will hit on some NFL draft in the weeks to come. But right now, the spring football tour on the virtual bus, choo-choo, that's more of a train, honk honk, continues on as we stop in Bloomington, Indiana with our IU football expert, Jack Grossman.
Winning a bowl game is something that IU hasn't done in the 21st century. They haven't done during my lifetime. They haven't done since the Bill Mallory days in 1991. It's been a really long time. So I think people feel like the next checkbox of what Tom Allen needs to do as a coach, obviously he's not on the hot seat, he's not going anywhere, people will love him, and if he wins 8-9 games for six straight years, they'll probably have a statue, and he probably should have a statue outside Memorial Stadium. But people really, really want to win a bowl game, especially the way the last 2 years have gone, where you had Tennessee beaten and blew the game, you were playing an Ole Miss team that you were way better than it, and you play your worst game of the year. I think winning a bowl game might be the most important thing that, that fans care about this year. That really might be it. So even if they go 6-6 and win a bowl game, it's going to be viewed as a really good year in Bloomington. But I think they will be better than that, obviously, especially Mike Maddox is healthy because of all the talent on the roster, to where I think 8 games is probably their baseline. And if they could get up to 9 or 10, that would be phenomenal also. If everything clicks and you get 12 games out of them, maybe – that you can make an argument they could go 11-1, but I'm probably not going to go that far on the limb yet. Maybe by August, when we've been in the summer for a while, well, you could talk me into that. That you get, you know, everyone talks about the August bump of when you get close to the season where you give your team an extra win. But right now, I'd probably say 9-3, 10-2, which is where I'd put them.
Yeah, Jack, when we do the schedule breakdowns for 2021 and you come back to break down the Indiana Hoosiers schedule for this upcoming college football season sometime in the middle of July, I hope we get to 11-1 between you and I. I hope we find some way for Indiana to win 11 games in the 2021 college football season. And like you mentioned, Tom Allen not going anywhere. A contract extension this offseason. He is now going to be paid a base salary of $4.9 million, a new historic level for a football coach at the university or at Indiana University.
And you brought it up earlier with, you know, the football school versus the basketball school stuff. Indiana's paying their football coach. Let this one say it for it. Almost $2 million more per year than they're paying the men's basketball coach. Mm-hmm. When have you ever thought that that would happen at Indiana University? And you know what? Tom Allen deserves it with what he's done with the program, taking it to new heights that they haven't been in so long, and having a very real shot of continuing those same amount of heights or even breaking through and getting even higher this year.
I completely agree. And you were the one to tell me that when Tom Allen took the job, he had a checklist of things that he wanted to hit. I know winning a bowl game is at the top of that checklist. So hopefully in the year 2021, that can be the next step, because despite how historic the 2020 season was for Indiana, to have a sour taste in your mouth, to perform as poorly as they did against Ole Miss, never going to leave the fan base in the most optimistic spot. But I think overall, hope remains in Bloomington.
Even with the bowl game, man, people are about as happy with that football program as they've ever been. I know we just went through the spiel about how much everyone wants to win a bowl game, but they're just about like, yeah, we're gonna play it enough of these where we gotta win one eventually, right? But yeah, it is as much excitement as there's ever been for football in Bloomington, for sure.
That next domino will fall, and it will be 9-win Indiana into 11-win Indiana, and that will be the trend that we take as we get ready for the 2021 college football season. Getting you ready with the outlook from the spring, Jack Grossman, our Indiana football expert, the host of the Crimson Coverage Podcast for ESPN Louisville, covering Indiana better than anybody out there, especially Jeff Goodman. And thank you very much, Jack Grossman. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, man. Anytime, man.
So many thanks, as always, to our guy, Jack Grossman, for coming on today's episode, sharing his expertise and insight on Indiana football this spring, hoping to take a big step into the year 2021 and continue the path of success that Tom Allen has laid in Bloomington the past two seasons, hoping to hit that next echelon, a bowl win after a very successful 8, 9, possibly 10 or 11 win season for the Indiana Hoosiers in 2021. We continue our spring football tour. We have hit the top two teams based on win percentage in the Big Ten East from the 2020 Big Ten football standings. We have gone to Ohio State on Monday. Today was Indiana. That means coming up on tomorrow's episode on Wednesday, the Penn State Nittany Lions, a team that is accustomed to seeing themselves at the top of the Big Ten East standings that went on a slide to start off 2020. They lost 5 straight games, the first 0-5 start in program history, but responded with 4 straight wins to end out the regular season, playing all 9 games in Big Ten competition, ending the season at 4-5. A couple of changes in state college. So to enlighten us on that for this spring football tour and what has been going down in spring practice in Happy Valley, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, Kevin McGuire, back on the podcast in a short amount of time to enlighten us on everything that is happening spring football-wise for Penn State, James Franklin, and the rest of the Nittany Lions. That comes up on tomorrow's episode. Until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Tuesday.